The Joint Finance Committee delays voting on school vouchers. Governor Scott Walker's proposal would expand the school voucher program to 9 districts outside the Milwaukee area, but members of his own party are not on the same page. Walker might have to compromise on the number of districts.
Oh, I don't know. We have a set number. We'd just like to have an expansion so that more families in the state have a choice, and I think we're well on our way to getting there.
Republican leaders are discussing ways to give state-funded vouchers to students in underperforming public schools so that they can instead choose to attend private schools. Walker would not reveal the content of conversations he had with Senate President Mike Ellis, only saying they had good discussions.
Mike and I have been friends a long time. I thought we were going to find a way on this and other issues to work out a good compromise. I think we're well on our way, but we'll be announcing that in the coming days because there's still some more work to be done with other members of both the Senate and the Assembly.
The use of report cards to determine choice expansion seems to be off the table. Walker's fine with that, though budget panel member Luther Olson says he has no clues as to what criteria would be used instead.
We don't want the report card to be used. We don't want that 9-district thing because that just was, it bastardized the report cards because they were not designed for that.
Meanwhile, Walker's plan to create a statewide charter school oversight board was taken out of the budget on Wednesday. Senate Finance Panel co-chair Alberta Darling says the issue will be considered later as a separate bill. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.